الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم مادة إعلامية باللغة الإنجليزية واحد. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور حسين الفهجي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعزائي الطلاب، عزيزاتي الطالبات، نرحب بكم إلى المحاضرة الرابعة من مادة إعلامية باللغة الإنجليزية واحد. Today we are going to start a new lesson about reporting the news. لكن قبل أن نبدأ محاضرتنا لهذا اليوم، أريد منكم الإجابة على السؤالين التاليين. Question number one: What is the definition of capitalization? Question number two: When we use abbreviations? والآن سنبدأ محاضرتنا لهذا اليوم، والتي سنتناول فيها المحاور التالية. المحور الأول: Reporting the news. المحور الثاني: Sensing the event. المحور الثالث: Evaluating news worthing. المحور الرابع: Establishing contact with reality. المحور الخامس: Gathering information. المحور السادس: Writing the report. المحور الأخير: Reporting different events. Now we will start with reporting the news. Reporting the news is an important component of news making. In its basic configuration, news reporting refers to multi-phases process in which events around us are surveyed, assessed, defined, and presented to readers according to certain criteria of news worthiness. This process involves quite good amount of work on the part of reporters, especially when the assignment has an investigative nature. Objectives. Objectives of reporting the news are as follow. الأهداف من التقارير الإخبارية. Objective number one: to help students appreciate news reporting as an important element of news making. Objective number two: to familiarize students with phases of reporting process. Objective number three: to discuss with examples techniques of reporting, speech, meetings, news conferences, accidents, and public events. Objective number four: to enable students to gather information from multiple sources and integrate that information into a news reports. Item number two: we will talk about news reporting. What is the definition of news reporting? One of the basic functions of the mass media is to survey the reality around us and report the contents of that survey to a mass audience on the basis of certain values and criteria. News media do such survey through a complex process of reporting carried out by a well-trained professional staff. Because of the diversity subjects and activities that are potentially newsworthy, news media usually assign their reporters to what has been called news beats. So what do we mean by reporting or news reporting? And definition number two is, what do we mean by news beats? That is the assignment of reporters at a specific news generating centers in society, like the government or ministries or institutions and establishments. Now we will start with sensing the event. أي كيف نتحسس الحدث. Number one, news media became aware of the events taking place around them through similar means, like press release or pre-event announcements or personal contacts with media or personal observations of reporters, etc. For example, the Minister of Agriculture is due to open an irrigation project in the Jordan Valley area. The news media would be notified of the event by the ministry's public relations department at least one day in advance in order to be prepared to cover the opening activity. On the other hand, news media, especially television, by virtue of the two-way communication radio equipment at their disposal, would be able to monitor police and civil defense radio communications and keep update on the upcoming event like auto accidents and disasters when they know the place and type of the event immediately after it takes place. They would be able to dispatch their own reporters to cover the event as it unfolds. In this case, observations of the reporter himself or herself would be a great important in shaping the idea of the news story being prepared. إذن تعلمنا من هذا الموضوع أن هناك طريقتين لتناول الأخبار أو تحسس الأخبار. الطريقة الأولى هي عن طريق الإعلانات التي تقوم بها الجهات الحكومية لتغطية الأحداث. على سبيل المثال، عند افتتاح مشروع من المشاريع يتم الإعلان، فيكون الصحفيين متجهزين قبل ذلك بيوم لتغطية هذه الأخبار. لكن عند الحوادث أو عند الأحداث الطارئة فيتم التواصل إما عن طريق التلفاز أو عن طريق محطات البوليس للذهاب إلى موقع الحدث لتغطية هذا الحدث. Now item number two, we are going to talk about dimension number two is evaluating news worthiness. أي كيف نقيم أن هذا الخبر يحتاج إلى أن يكون من ضمن الأخبار التي تعلن. It was noted in the early part of the book that not all the events are capable of catching the attention of the media and became mass communication. In order for the event to be newsworthy, it has to exhibit several characteristics like oddity, significance, consequences, timelines, relevance, and etc. In this sense, reporters may sense a good number of happenings take place around them, yet they may not be motivated to cover them because of their minor importance. The evaluation process may be carried out by the reporter himself after knowing about the event or even after arriving at the place of the event. For example, a reporter may be informed that an auto accident happened in a certain place and he or she will arrive at that sense to discover that nobody was harmed and the whole thing was just a false alarm. A reporter may also be invited to cover a protest against pay cuts by local workers, and when he arrives at the scene, he finds out that the protesters were more than three workers who did not present the whole labor community in the area. Number three, establishing contact with reality. لابد أن يكون هناك ربط بين الخبر والحقيقة. A news reporter has to be factual in order to maintain its credibility among readers. A news reporter dispatched on a flood disaster in southern Jordan should be originated by a reporter who actually went to the area and interviewed victims and officials in the spot. If the deadline of the reporter is to carry the place of a disaster, in other words, a reporter cannot claim to dispatch his news reporter from an area which he had never been 2. Establishing direct contact with reality, like a speech or a press conference, for example, would provide the reporter with a chance to convey his or her own observations of the speech, like the reaction of the attendants and the behavior of one speaker's to readers. Such information would be absent if the reporter was not in the place of the speech. إذن من المهم عندنا قال الخبر أن يكون الشخص مغطي للخبر من نفس موقع الحدث، وإلا فإن خبره يكون بعيدا عن الحقيقة. فمن غير الممكن أن يدعي أنه يعد خبرا في منطقة هو لم يصل إليها. Number 4. Determining appropriate sources. وهو تحديد مصادر الأخبار المناسبة. Once the reporter decided on the noteworthiness of the event, like a speech or an opening ceremony or a demonstration, a car accident or a blood disaster or a plague, he or she should determine his source of information on that event. Reporter's observations are quite inadequate to be used as a basis for writing an objective report. Although sources of information may vary according to the nature of the event being covered, it is generally noted that human, official, or private sources are the most employed, and their use would add credibility and fidelity to the report. A report devoid of a quiet statement would look dry and boring and would be no more than a mere narration of personal observations of the event. Reporters may also utilize other sources of information like press release, official reports, documents, and records, as well as other media of communication. Usually, these sources would be documented in the news report when they are quoted by the reporter. Number 5. Gathering information. كيف نجمع المعلومة؟ It is not enough for the reporter to know the X is a good source of information for his or her report, or that Y document contains valuable information. The reporter should obtain access to those sources and make use of them to produce a quality piece of a report. Human sources may be accessed either personally in an interview setting or through telephone. On other hand, documented information may be accessed upon request for the relevant source, like the police department or the Ministry of Agriculture or the Department of Statistics or any other public and private institutions. The challenge faced most reporters who draw a multiple source of information to prepare their reports is how to integrate information from those sources into a single piece of journalistic work within certain space constraints. In this case, a selective approach would be used to determine which information would be included in the report from personal interviews, records, documents, and personal observations. إذن نلاحظ أنه ليس التحدي الأساسي أمام من يعد الأخبار هو كيف يجمع أكثر من مصدر ويجمعها في وقت وفي زمن قياسي ليعد هذا الخبر من عدة مصادر، سواء كانت هذه المصادر بشرية أو كانت عبارة عن وثائق حصل عليها من عدة مؤسسات. Number 6. Writing the report. كيف نكتب التقرير؟ As noted above, the reporter has to integrate information from different sources into a single report, which would give the readers a chance and a comprehensive picture of the situation being covered. The writing process usually began with a draft outline of the structure of the report before the final copy is produced. Reporters may decide to emphasize certain themes and downplay others, or may shift positions of certain quotes and ideas in the body of the report, because the report often deals with a time development. It tends to follow the interpret pyramid formula of writing. In this case, the lead would contain the most important facts and would include answers to the who and what and when and where questions at. The minimum, the body of the report would contain information relevant to the facts supplied in the lead. Finally, reports ends with background information that would explain the context of the event and shed light on its historical background. Because of its relative length, the news report is always subjected a good amount of editing to fit it available space. As a result, most of the news reports dispatched by sources other than the medium-owned reporters are reduced in size through a process of the rewriting that would take into account references of the audience and the characteristics of the news even itself. الخطوة الأخيرة, submitting the report. تقديم التقرير. Number 7, submitting the report. Once a report is written, it has to be submitted for editorial review by the editor-in-chief or managing editor. The editorial review process usually seeks to ascertain the report's stylistics and linguistics soundness, as well as its conformity to the editorial policy of the newspaper. الآن نكون وصلنا إلى المرحلة الأخيرة من مرحلة إعداد التقرير. نجد أننا تطرقنا إلى 7 مراحل أساسية. المرحلة الأولى sensing the event, وهي تحسس الأخبار أو استطلاع الأخبار. The second step, المرحلة الثانية evaluating news worthiness, تحديد أهمية الخبر. المرحلة الثالثة establishing contact with reality, وهي أن نقوم بعمل اتصال مباشر للبحث عن حقيقة هذا الخبر. الخطوة الرابعة determining appropriate sources, تحديد المصادر الإخبارية المناسبة سواء كانت مصادر بشرية أو عبارة عن وثائق. الخطوة الخامسة في إعداد التقرير gathering information, وهي تجميع المعلومات من عدة مصادر. الخطوة السادسة writing the report, كتابة التقرير, ويجب أن نكتب التقرير على شكل مسودة ثم تتم مراجعته حتى يصبح بشكله النهائي. أما الخطوة السابعة والأخيرة من التقرير فهي تسمى submitting the report, أي تسليم الريبورت إلى هيئة التحرير لمراجعته بشكله النهائي قبل تسليمه للصحافة. So my dear students, these are the 7 processes which we must follow in writing any report. And if we want to write a good report, we must follow these certain steps. وهذا هو الجزء الأول من هذه المحاضرة لهذا اليوم. Now we came to the end of our lecture today. But before we finalize our lecture today, I want you to concentrate on the following. I want you to define what do we mean by reporting the news, what are the objectives of reporting the news, and what are the steps of reporting the news. As we said in the lecture, we have about 7 steps. So I want you to concentrate on these 7 steps and try to find some examples. أعزائي الطلاب, عزيزتي الطالبات, وصلنا إلى نهاية هذه المحاضرة الرابعة لهذا اليوم. وقبل أن ننهي هذه المحاضرة, أريدكم أن تركزوا على النقاط التالية. ما هو تعريف reporting news؟ ما هي أهداف reporting the news؟ ما هي المراحل أو الخطوات التي يجب أن نتبعها لكتابة تقرير إخباري بمواصفات مناسبة؟ أشكركم على حسن الإصغاء والمتابعة, ونلتقي في حلقة قادمة, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
مادة إعلامية باللغة الإنجليزية 1. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور حسين الفهدي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحلية. We'll be right back.